Sometimes you just experience something which is so intense and fabulous, right? My name is Dee and you're listening to my podcast, Spiritual Wannabe. And I just experienced something like that a couple of days ago in a transgenerational healing workshop. Now, what is this all about? Well, I have put up an interview with the healer Usha on my podcast, and you will get to know a lot of details about the transgenerational healing workshop, the concept, and more stuff in part one of that podcast. So do check it out on my website or on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I go by the name Spiritual Wannabe, of course. Part two of this interview has more about the transgenerational healing workshop, and Usha is here with me again to tell us about what else can we do as a practice once we've done this workshop, or to kind of get a sense of what actually happens at the transgenerational workshop. So Usha, I've attended the workshop. Now, what else can I do at home to kind of keep that whole energy alive in me? Is there something?
So like I have mentioned in the workshop, there are certain very basic principles that are helpful to remember and follow in one's life to reduce the impact of a transgenerational phenomena. The most important of them all, I would say, is to understand and respect boundaries. Okay, so there are boundaries that we need to recognize. The boundary between what belongs to me, what belongs to you, and what belongs to the world. And when we recognize and maintain these boundaries and make that a habit, then we reduce any kind of impact that has been that is coming from the outside into our space. I don't know if I will be able to explain it any further in this conversation. It requires a longer conversation, a more detailed conversation. But going forwards, for someone like you who has done the workshop, going forward, I would say a daily practice of clearing our space, returning some of the events and some of the experiences and some of the goings on of the world outside, sending it back to where it actually belongs, and holding within my space only that which belongs to me.
So just saying this would help. Just saying this, you know, sitting down, grounding yourself and saying this, that I'm sending all the energy back that is not required for my, well-being back to where it came from. Now, be it, like we talk so much about fate in the workshop. We talk so much about just sending it back to probably the creator whom, who takes care of everything. Does that work? Like, I'm looking at, what I'm looking at is a daily practice, like suppose as a meditation or something like that. So just saying that or an affirmation. Is there something?
Yeah. So, I think an integral part of understanding and maintaining a boundary is also getting a sense of what belongs in the here and now, in my present, and what no longer belongs. So as a daily practice, I'm glad you brought up fate, because as you know, fate plays a very important role in the healing process. So fate refers to everything that has happened in one's life that is now in the past. And I think one of the most powerful things that I have understood and I'm in touch with, and I would offer as a daily practice, is understanding that there is a shelf life for every emotion. Every emotion, while being valid, our anger is valid, our grief is valid, everything else that we are likely to feel in life, every one of those emotions are valid. But they belong to a certain context and there is a shelf life. So recognizing when it is time to let go of something that belongs to the past is really what fate is all about. So a daily practice would therefore mean a sustained practice of reflection, a sustained practice of creating some quiet time, going over the events of the day, for example, or going over the events of the week, based on how regularly you end up doing this practice, and bringing a closure to all the events that have already gone into the past and which does not serve you anymore. And in that context, releasing the emotions that are a residue from those past events. Holding on to anger, holding on to rage, holding on to grief, holding on to anything at all beyond a valid period of time becomes toxic. It becomes poison. So this would be the daily practice. Every day or every so often, getting into a reflective space, taking cognizance of what belongs to your present and what no longer belongs to your present, and letting go of what is not required.
Awesome. So that's a starter, and if I think people can do that, they'll understand the impact just in that one day of the course that happens for 3 days, and it's more intense, it's massive. So how can people get in touch with you?
Okay, now that's I think that's the most difficult question for me to answer. So yeah, I think right now one website which is up and running and always updated is the Mishkat website.
Can you spell it?
MISCHKAT.com. That's my website of the work that I'm doing in Dubai. So that's one good place to go to and get an update. Of course, I'm also present. Mishkat is present on Facebook as well. I'm present on Facebook as well. I go by the name Anuradha Ramesh / Usha. So these are possibly two spaces that you can look up and get updated on future programs.
And I'll definitely keep in touch on the other programs coming up, because I just feel it's so critical for people to go through this, because I've seen so many people release so much of toxins, and I went through that process myself, and it was like a relief. It was crazy, it was intense, it was everything put together, and I'm so looking forward to the kind of impact it has on me in my life, so yeah. So thank you so much, Usha, thank you so much for just being here. I think I have been following up with you for like 2 years now.
Yes.
Right. so thank you so much, and thank you so much for being on my podcast.
Thank you very much for this conversation. As you were speaking just now, there's one phrase that popped up in my head, which I think sums up the whole transgenerational healing process. And when you spoke about toxins, it just crossed my mind that transgenerational healing is really a deep cleaning of one's inner environment. A real deep cleaning process. Like we do it for our homes all the time. We don't do it for ourselves. Yeah, thank you very much for this conversation.